Come in, come in. Please have a seat. I'm not familiar with your file. Just give me a second and I'll take a look. The notes pertaining to your injury. Interesting. Oh, I've been informed it's a genital injury. I hope you don't blush easily, because a full undressing is the first step to assessing the damage. Does that make you nervous? Let me leave you with that thought while I read on. Oh my goodness, you poor thing. It says that you were walking back to your stepmother's car when two men approached you from either side. They pinned you against the wall while a woman repeatedly kicked and kneed you in the testicles. Ugh. How terribly humiliating. Ugh, I hate to mention it. I could see how red your face is getting, but your stepmother wrote the description in your case notes. She goes on in agonizing detail. She said your face was frozen in agony, and you let out a silent scream. Ugh, she must have been in agony herself. I know women can't really fully understand the pain, but we can tell from your faces that it must be just awful. Did you cry? It's okay to cry. I mean, especially in a time like this. She said she saw the woman swing back her leg and drive her running shoe directly into your most vulnerable organs, your testicles. Oh, that must have hurt so much, to have a woman bust your balls like that. It's times like these that I'm glad I don't have balls. Just thinking about that makes my stomach churn. Let me read on. She says it sounded like a wet smack every time you were kicked. And finally, oof, a crunch when she saw the woman drive her hard knee deep into your groin. And she wants me to figure out if either of your balls are broken. Whew. I saw her gritting her teeth and crossing her legs in the waiting room. It's a tough mental image to get out of your head, seeing someone you love in so much pain. Ugh, you poor thing. Well, I'm sorry, but there's really only one thing for it. Are your balls broken? That's the question. You did know that they can break, right? It's not just a figure of speech. If someone kicks you hard enough, you can rupture a testicle. As I said, there's only one thing for it now. These clothes are going to have to come off. I need full access to the injured area. You look beet red, but the humiliation has only just started. I'm sorry, but sometimes you just have to suck it up and be a man about these things. Ooh. Ouch. Your testes are about twice their normal size right now. What's that? Oh no, your penis isn't in the way at all. It's hardly blocking my view. There's a lot of discoloration. Let me just gently brush your scrotum to one side. I'm concerned about the amount of swelling. What I'm going to do now is to palpate each testicle between my thumb and forefingers. I'm going to roll it around and gently pinch both organs. Now, you don't need me to tell you that this is going to be very painful. I know about these things. The pain starts down here. Can you feel that? And travels all the way up into your tummy, doesn't it? Oh, you poor thing. The only thing that could be more humiliating than this would be if your stepmom was watching, wouldn't it? You'll be spared from that if you don't make a fuss right now. Okay. Let me just feel around just a little bit more. You feel that, right? I want you to hold on to my shoulders now because I'm about to squeeze pretty hard. Oh, that's right. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing through the pain. Oh, I know it hurts. I'm sorry. Ouch. The pain takes your breath away, doesn't it? You can hold on to me tighter if you need to. Almost done. Okay. Alright, you can get dressed now and go sit back down when you're ready. I know you've been through so much today. I try and remind men that they're extremely vulnerable. But sometimes it takes an injury like this to really sink in, doesn't it? In fact, your weakness is exactly the reason why women have the upper hand. It really doesn't take much to hurt men at all, does it? Sometimes women talk behind your back, you know, discussing what you did to piss us off and what the best course of action is. It's so easy to make a grown man cry by busting his balls that it's the punchline to a joke made at your expense. I've got some good news, though. There's no permanent damage for you. You've just had a brush with a case of senseless violence and a clear message about your weakness. I just need to chat briefly with your stepmother before you go. Oh, no, you can stay right here. I'd like to see your face when I tell your stepmother what I have to say. Hi there. Oh, go ahead, please, you can take a seat next to your stepson. I'll get straight to the good news. There's a decent amount of swelling down there, but no signs of permanent damage. I would recommend an ultrasound just to be sure, but we don't need to talk about that procedure right now. I want to talk to you about how you can defend yourself against men in general. I took note of your home address, and it's not in the best part of town. I was just explaining to your stepson how humbling it is to have his weakness used against him. So let me just share a piece of advice I was given. Go for the balls. Go for the balls hard and fast. Put your hand down their pants to get at them if you have to. Once you have your hand around one or both testicles, squeeze. Grind those balls together. You will have his undivided attention. When a man is in that much agony, he will scream for his own mother. I want you to compress your fingers further and squish the meat in his testicles until he passes out. No man can take that pain. Bust his nuts, break his balls. He deserves it. And how are you feeling, son? You don't mind me talking to your stepmother like that in front of you, do you? Oh, you do. Well, I'm very sorry, but I thought it was something that she needed to hear. Well, that's all for now. Just see the nurse about scheduling that ultrasound, and good luck.